Do it.
Want me to sing a song? Okay, it's 7:00. Adequate notice of this meeting as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 3, 2017, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roseville Post Office, at the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times, the Trenton Times, and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Ms. Phillip? Absent. Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Mr. Parker?
Here.
Ms. Parrott? Absent. Ms. Sheehan? Absent. Mr. Trammell?
Here.
Mayor Malkin?
Here.
Okay, we have enough for a quorum.
I don't have a report tonight. We're meeting again in less than a week for a reorganization and our first council meeting. So I will dispense with a report tonight. Also, small meeting tonight. Mm-hmm. So we come to approval of minutes. Does anyone want to?
Make a motion to approve the minutes of the November 27, 2017 regular council meeting.
I'll second that.
Roll call?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. You're waiting for me.
Okay, Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
You weren't here, Mr. Were you here, Mr. Parker, at that meeting?
No.
So you have to abstain.
Abstain.
just so you know, when you on minutes, if you weren't at the meeting, okay, you can't vote on them.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes of the December 11, 2017 regular council meeting.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Mr. Hamilton?
Here. Aye. Sorry. Aye.
That's Mr. Parker, good. And you can vote on
yes,
these.
Aye.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. So 3-0.
All right. We come to public comment of agenda items only. It is 7:03. Anyone like to speak? Bert?
Yeah, a couple items on the bills.
Bert, can you come to the mic?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, Bert Ellentalk, 22 Homestead Lane. On the bills, on the AMI Global for a pump watch alarm system, is that a new or a repair?
No, that's been on there for quite a while.
You haven't paid it yet?
I just signed for it to be paid, yeah.
But my question was, is it new or a repair?
It's been there for a while. It's the monthly it's the payment that we have to give them for rental of the system and whatnot for.
I'm still on. Is this a maintenance cost?
No.
It's not a maintenance. It's not a contract cost.
I believe it's a contract.
Then it must be a maintenance cost.
It's a line that's open to call Toby when there's a problem at the sewer or the water plant. It's a company that receives the information from the plant and forwards it to Toby.
Okay, so I would say that the answer to that question is it's a maintenance cost.
Okay, that's a maintenance cost.
All right. Monmouth County Public Works for brinding and salting, $1,650.04. Is that a standard price these days? I mean, is that the price we're going to pay every time?
No.
Okay.
It depends on how many hours it takes them and whether or not it's pre-brined, salted, and then after we plow, it's salted again. Sometimes if it's not
after
a significant
we plow.
Snow. Yeah, after we do the plowing, then
okay,
it's salted
so
again.
That's my question.
They don't
is
do the plowing.
My question is on this $1,650, we have some part-time maintenance workers.
That's correct.
And it would seem to me that if we had 2 4-hour shifts plowing the snow, we could have gotten rid of the amount of snow that we had on the ground.
Yeah.
That would have cost us $200.
except that snow has a habit of icing if you're not careful with it.
Well,
and if you pre-treat it, it solves a lot of problems.
Are these, so they are not qualified to run a snowplow? Is that what you're telling me?
Who?
Our part-time workers.
Of course they are.
Then why don't they?
They do plow.
They do plow.
They don't salt and brine. They plow.
Okay, so this is only for brining and salting, not plowing.
Right, that's correct. We have a shared services agreement with them to do that.
See, it's not shared services. We pay them.
Well.
They don't do anything for us that we do for them. I think I have one more on the agenda. Michael, touch me. Oh, Mr. Sause again, S-A-U-S-E. Mm-hmm. S-A-U-S-E. Seems to show up pretty regularly. Repair the booster pump at the water plant. Is this part of an ongoing?
That's over here.
Huh?
One of the pumps went bad July.
Yeah.
I think it was August. We had low pressure.
Yeah.
He had come over and checked the system out, knew that one of the pumps was bad, came back at the date there and repaired the pump.
This is the only date here is 12/20/17.
Okay, that's when 12/20, that was apparently when Anna got it and put it through. And that was there were two booster pumps from the well. One of them was bad, I think it was August 9th. We had very low water pressure. Richie came out, checked it out. Then he consequently put a new impeller on the pump. And
so he came out. It was not a regular maintenance call.
He came out about 2 o'clock in the morning and assisted Toby.
I'm not getting that. It was not a regular maintenance call. And he, what you're saying to me, that he fixed it. He fixed the pump and he put on a new impeller blade.
Not that night. He checked the service, made sure that the pump was bad, put the second pump in operation. Toby ordered a new impeller for the bad pump that was installed apparently around the date that the bill came in.
And
he's suggesting that we get a new pump.
Okay.
It's at the end of its service life.
It seems to me that he did more work than he charged for. If as per your description, so sounds like a good deal to me.
Mm-hmm.
And how often do we pump out the pit on Lake Drive?
The lift station? I don't know. I don't know that it needs to be pumped out.
We've just paid him $203.70.
Richard?
Hauling, Webb Hauling and Distribution Incorporated, Pump Lake Drive Pump Pit. For $203.70.
Don't know. Don't know how often it gets pumped out. I guess when it fills up or has water or excess liquid in it.
It's not a maintenance contract?
That might have been a part of the maintenance.
Should we find out?
Sure.
Why don't we do that?
I'll make a note.
Okay. And these, I just don't understand. Probably my fault. Manual check to Tristone Capital Assets. For outside redemption, what's that? We gave him $20,222.20.
Was that the tax seal?
Yeah, tax seal redemptions.
Yeah. There was a tax seal here, Liz, this month.
Yeah.
And I'm not positive that's not my territory, but I believe that might be the taxes that were paid that goes.
We had a tax sale. We paid whoever bought it, the Glean.
I don't know.
You must know.
The taxpayer, we originally sold a tax certificate on a piece of property. The owner of the property came in and redeemed the certificate. We had originally got the money from the buyer's certificate.
Right.
Now when the taxpayer comes in and pays us the money plus interest and fees and everything, we have to give it back to the certificate holder. So that's this payment is going out to the certificate holder for the redemption of certificate.
Okay, and is this just one?
We end up with the whatever it was owed on the taxes plus interest and fees.
Okay,
we get that back when, And now when the taxpayer of existing one is property foreclosed on shows up to redeem the certificate that somebody out there is holding, we give a number, that guy pays it to us, and then we pay it out to the certificate holder.
Okay, so...
So in the end, we get what we're supposed to.
So the end result is we pick up, we get money.
Right, plus the certificate holder gets interest on the certificate.
Right.
And the taxpayer had to pay more because they screwed up.
Okay, and this is the same with the U.S. Bank, I guess it's custom, is that custody for PC7?
I don't know.
Another outside redemption.
Yeah, I think there were two or three sales that day.
Well, if it says tax certificate, redemption, yeah, then it's the same thing.
Okay. So you probably can't answer this one, but I'll ask it anyway. What did we make on these sales?
I believe we get our tax that wasn't paid.
Well, I know we'll get our tax, the tax that wasn't
You're
paid.
You're asking for a specific number?
Yeah, I like to have some idea of how we made out. You know, just collecting the tax isn't making out with anything.
Well, we get our tax, plus right, we get interest on the tax, because for a whole year it wasn't paid, or we wouldn't have sold the certificate.
Okay.
So we get 18% interest for that year, and then we get whatever the cost of the sales and stuff. We make the taxes that we're supposed to get, plus the interest,
right,
because the money, and the penalties, because the money hasn't been paid, because they get added to the certificate, to the redemption amount.
No. I understand.
So I don't know the numbers.
So I don't know. I'm just trying to get a handle on how much, let's say, what percentage of this 20,000.
The answer is we don't know, Bert.
We don't know. Okay.
I have to know how long it's out there and stuff
okay.
like that.
So, but the treasurer knows. Could we find out? I mean, that's
we don't make a profit on this. I don't think.
Sure,
yeah, I'd like to find out too. It'd
yeah, I'd like to find.
Out
I'd like to find out.
It, you know?
You do make a profit on it.
Yeah. We can get a breakdown. The certificate when we do a redemption statement, which
right.
is what these numbers are. It says on it amount of tax, amount of interest, penalty, da 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 da, cost of sale. So it breaks down everything.
Okay, that's
so
good.
We'll
that
go
would
find
good. That would be good to see. Thank
okay.
you.
Good.
Anyone else comment on the agenda? Okay.
Mayor, I'd like to offer a resolution.
Wait.
Oh, correspondence.
Time out.
Time out is 7:13.
Okay.
Anyone like to offer a first resolution?
Yes, I would.
Good.
Resolution 17-132, payment of bills.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Mr. Hamilton?
Aye.
Mr. Parker?
Aye.
Mr. Termau?
Aye.
17-132 passes. Anyone like to offer 17-133?
I'll offer 133.
Okay. Resolution appointing Deputy Municipal Clerk.
Mm-hmm.
Lorraine Marr is her name.
Okay. Okay, now we would discuss this after...
I need a second.
After
a
the second.
Second?
You second?
Okay.
Discussion?
On a question, I know the clerk, Kathleen, here, does a part-time thing, more or less. What are the hours for...
Well, that's Lori. You want to stand up for a second, Lori? We'll introduce you. This is Lori Marr.
Hello, Lori.
And she's currently the deputy clerk... No, I know. She works in Millstone. Do you want to? She has quite an impressive resume. Would you like to just tell everyone your
she's
various...
She's also an employee here.
Oh, look, and she, yeah, right, she's our registrar. She's our deputy registrar.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Well, she has so many... Yeah. Like,
okay. So I'm currently a Roosevelt's employee. I'm
right.
deputy registrar. I've been since about January. I'm deputy registrar at Millstone Township. I've been there for over 10 years. I'm the secretary to the Open Space and Farmland Preservation Council, mm-hmm. the Agricultural Advisory Council. Mm-hmm. I'm their Clean Communities Coordinator. I'm also core trained for shade tree purposes. I work in the clerk's office. Mm-hmm. I don't know, do you have any other questions?
And that's why I couldn't remember everything that she did because she has.
I'm also certified as a planning board and board of adjustment secretary.
Okay.
Oh, that's
see?
Nice.
And that's why
I am the assistant in the land use office.
Okay.
And the land?
Land use.
Land use, okay. Yeah. Like planning board.
Yes.
Well, I know. And her, and she will be working about 6 hours a week here.
Okay. Like regular hours, like Kathleen?
Like Tuesday night and Thursday night.
Night,
like
right.
Like
you're
helping
here.
Out. Yeah.
And anytime Kathleen can't be here for a meeting, Lori will step in.
Okay.
And then also alleviating Kathleen's workload.
You have to learn how to use all of this stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lori.
Okay.
Well done.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Take roll call?
I'll do a roll call. Mr. Hamilton?
Aye.
Mr. Parker?
Aye.
Mr. Trammell?
Aye.
Congratulations.
Do we swear to
have see you Tuesday.
Okay. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'd like to offer Resolution 17-134, Resolution Authorizing Transfer of Appropriations for 2017, and this is the second one that we've done.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Discussion?
How much are we moving this time?
Well, this is one of your typical end-of-the-year transfers to balance out our books. We're moving within the Water Sewer Operating Fund from other expenses, $9,200. We're transferring $9,000 into salaries and wages and $200 into Social Security so we can meet our payroll before the end of the year.
Okay.
Roll call.
Mr. Hamilton?
Aye.
Mr. Parker?
Aye.
Mr. Trammell?
Aye.
Okay, 17-134 passes.
I'd like to offer Resolution 17-135, Resolution Canceling Appropriation Balances.
I'll second.
Discussion?
On a question, is that partially water and sewer also?
I don't.
It's improvement to South Valley Road.
Depends on where, what line it's in.
He's got but water sewer operating on 2017. Yeah.
Okay. So this part of the water sewer is canceled then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is nice. That's a good thing. Okay. No more questions from me.
Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Abstain.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay.
Does Peggy have to vote? Or
no, can't vote as mayor.
Only if there was a tie.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
So since there's only three of you, you have to have one
majority
and a half at least.
Yeah.
So we got
yeah.
two.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are we come to reports of committee chairs? I would ask that the committee reports just be a general summary. So that we don't run too long. It's the middle of the holiday. We'll be back here in less than a week.
Yeah.
So if anyone wants to know the details of these reports, they will be attached to the minutes when the minutes of the meeting are ready. But for tonight, I thought we could just do a nice little summary.
Okay.
Council Member Michael Hamilton, Public Works and de facto finance.
Okay. Well, we had a Public Works meeting on December 18th. That was advertised. That was a Friday. We just went over a few items and looked at a few issues. One of the things that we did was we looked at our budget balances within the lines that affect public works, and specifically there are the streets and roads line and also the buildings and grounds line. We had budgeted for the calendar year $35,750 for streets and roads. It's a small town. And we had a free balance as of the 18th of this month of $17,129.38. So we actually only spent about half of what was appropriated initially at the beginning of the year. Which is good news and bad news. I mean, it's good news that we were well under the budget. And the bad news is we didn't spend it on public, on streets and roads, which, you know, had we had sufficient staff, I'm sure we would have spent more of it. But it is good to have an amount in free balance that could be transferred over into the next budget year, which can help defer any taxes. Concerning buildings and grounds, we had $58,600 appropriated at the beginning of the year. That's what we planned on spending. We had a free balance as of the 18th of this month of $16,790. So we didn't expend all of that money, which is good in terms of budgets. We also took a quick look, just for the heck of it, at our water sewer utilities funds, and even though that's not really our jurisdiction in terms of public works, and we had a good free balance there as well, which is unusual for this time of the year. So we're doing pretty well in terms of budget numbers. Some of the things that we discussed, some of the issues are kind of old issues that we carried over. We took a walkthrough of Borough Hall and the Public Works Garage, and we took a look at things that needed to be done in all the facilities, including cleaning out Bay 3 over here, the far, far bay that's used for storage. And what we were thinking is that could be cleaned out, and if we make that room a self-contained room, it's not right now because it has a wall that doesn't go all the way up to the ceiling. But if we put a dehumidifier and all in there, that could be used for record storage, and we can get rid of that trailer that's out there, and we could save $410 a month. So we looked at issues like that. We talked about the road salt that's in a pile at the end of Pine Drive, and the recommendation is to just do away with the road salt. We were going to relocate it over here. We have a pad here behind the trailer that we could use for it, but it's not needed since we have the county salting and brining our roads. We really don't need the salt. And it's just one more thing that you have that the DEP is going to be over you about, how whether or not it's enclosed and there's more cost making the proper enclosure. So we're looking at just getting rid of that. We talked about some future projects. One of the projects that people are interested in is putting up solar panels at some on Borough Hall, and also possibly at the plants too, to operate some of the at least some of the lighting and that kind of thing. And we talked about some upgrades and improvements and maintenance of the plow that we have. The edge blade of the plow, which is about this big. It's down to about this big. It's generally, with use, it gets worn down. So we're recommending that the blade of the plow be replaced in this budget year. And I think we've already encumbered money for that. That's standard maintenance. Yeah.
Putting rubber on it instead of steel?
Putting rubber, hard rubber or poly blade on the edge of the actual blade, mm-hmm. which would make it a little easier to work with and make for more snow removal, actually. Mm-hmm. We contacted Greg Poseel, asked him if he'd be interested in becoming safety coordinator for the buildings and also for some other activities in the borough. He agreed to do that, and that's no additional pay. He would do it as part of his responsibilities while he's working as a public works employee. He would go through buildings and do the inspections of signage and different safety concerns. He does that now at the plant that he's in charge of as a supervisor there. So we're glad to have him agree to do that. And that was basically it. So we're just looking at end of the year kinds of things and looking at what we're going to do moving forward. Mm-hmm. End of report.
On a question, Mike?
Yeah.
When you get rid of the salt over there, could maybe take a couple of the old trash cans out of the back, 50-gallon cans, fill them halfway and put them in the garage for salting sidewalks and whatnot?
Yeah, we can do that depending on what kind of salt it is. I'm not even sure what it is.
Ionized or regular?
I don't know. Yeah.
All
yeah.
natural.
There are salts that you wouldn't want to use on concrete necessarily, but
okay.
We'll take a look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Cody, do you have anything? Are you a chair of anything?
No,
I forget. I didn't think so. No.
No.
Yeah, well, next Tuesday we'll. Right, okay. So, Joe, you're it.
Okay. Pretty quick for myself here. All the old firehouse equipment was donated to the 911fund.org, and one of the chiefs from Hazlitt Fire Department came down and took it all out. So that's a nice one. We'll put the details of that on the website. Okay, on Thursday, last Thursday, the 21st of December, Greg Posiel received an alarm on his telephone from the sewer plant. Toby, our licensed operator, was out on vacation, so Greg went down and answered the alarm. I showed up there after I saw him, and we looked at it and tried to figure it out. After a few phone calls, we knew that there was a code that he had to put in his phone to tell the alarm that everything was okay. I looked at the... this was for the emergency generator. That's what the alarm was for. So we have now set up a repair for the sewer plant generator and the water plant generator, but apparently the sewer plant generator came on. It does a regular test of itself every Thursday at around 10 o'clock and sent the alarm out. I went over there and looked, and there was no voltage coming out of the generator after it was turned on. I called Richard Sauce, and he came in, and we looked at it together. Apparently, one of the switches was in the wrong position, so that was taken care of. We ran the generator for about half an hour, running the sewer plant via the generator, as opposed to the mains from the house there. And also what I found out is this is not an everyday generator. This cranks out like 480 volts on probably a four-cycle thing there. And so this one definitely should be repaired because it's not your everyday generator. The guys from Power, I forget the name of the company again, we contracted with them
modern,
to come,
modern
Power, right, to come in and repair the generators. They say they'll be back in touch next week after all this vacation stuff is over, and they will start working on that. And that's it for me. Okay. Toby will be back in on Friday. So.
Thanks, Joe. Mm-hmm. All right, we have, is there, well, we have no reports of borough officials tonight. So. Yeah, old business?
None.
New business? We have, Roosevelt First Aid has requested use of the borough hall for the third Sunday of each month, starting February 18th, 2018, for training classes. And they'll be using the borough hall from 8 to 5. Mm-hmm. Do we need to just all in favor, or?
Yeah, make a motion
move
approve,
it?
And then just all in favor.
I'll make a motion to approve use of the borough hall by the Roosevelt First Aid Squad as
I'll
per.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we return to public comment at 7:29.
Mm-hmm. I've got one other question.
Sure.
There was a, I guess everybody got it, there was a letter from John Ferriti, I believe, about the old grader that sits up by the water and sewer plant.
Yes, we looked it up, Kathleen and I, and it actually has to go out to bid if we choose to do so.
Okay.
We cannot just give it to him. If we want to do anything with it, it has to go out to bid.
Okay.
So because it is part of borough property.
Yeah. And it looks to me like it's from like the 30s.
I looked it up. It's actually from 1930.
Exactly.
So I was able to find an exact. For people who don't know what we're talking about, we received a letter from a resident who noticed that we have a very, very old. He called it a dirt grader. The correct term is a road grader.
No, it's a slant wheel or a leaning wheel.
Road grader.
Right.
And it was manufactured in Indianapolis in 1930.
Something,
and
yeah.
It's probably been sitting near the water plant since 1936 7. And it's old. It's kind of beautiful in its own way.
It was probably used to dig the original trenches
right.
that the pipes are in
original
that we
roads,
have here now.
Yeah.
So
this resident wanted to know if he could have it and restore it. So we looked, and you know, we researched it, and actually, we can decide what we want to do with it. But if we wanted to sell it, it would have to go out to bid.
Yeah. So
I'm thinking maybe we could
piece.
Actually restore it and have it as an art piece because it's very beautiful.
That's it.
It is. Yeah.
It is a. Adams Leaning Wheel Grader number 31.
Right. I found it immediately when I, because apparently they're still in business, I think. So.
Right. Just on a question there. Yeah.
Well, we have to decide what we want to do with it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We turn to public comment at 7:31. Bert?
There doesn't seem to be a name associated with the Finance Planning Board Rep and Recreation Committee.
I'm sorry, Bert. I got distracted. What?
On the reports of committee chairs, there's nobody assigned to the Finance Planning Board Rep and Recreation Committees?
Well, it was just for a couple of weeks, from when Cody was sworn in until next Tuesday at reorg.
Peggy was the chair of finance until she moved into the council
right.
seat.
Okay, so nobody's been appointed.
Nobody was chair, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I didn't know whether it was a typo or something
else.
No.
This is not on the agenda. I have noticed that their committee meetings are been advertised for 5 o'clock. A lot of people in this town work. A lot of people have children that they take care of during the day. I don't think that 5 o'clock is an appropriate time for a public meeting if you expect to have people attend. And I would sincerely suggest that you move that back more toward the 7 o'clock hour, 7:30 hour, so that people who want to attend can without interfering with most the rest of their lives. The other thing was I had a little confused about, I'm not saying anything about the candidate, but my understanding of the way the Democratic Committee puts up candidates for open positions is that 3 candidates are to be nominated and then a vote taken to decide which one is to be appointed. Now, I don't know if there's any Democratic committee except Mike and the mayor. Is there a Democratic committee that has any kind of membership besides that?
Yes,
there is. And we have a list of probably about 16 members who paid dues.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the next question then is, what were the names of the other 2 candidates?
Lou Esikoff and Luke Dermody.
Lou Esikoff and?
Luke Dermody.
Luke Dermody. Oh, okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else? No? Being no one, close the public session at 7:34.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's too good to be true.
Happy New Year.
Really? Anyone want to? Want to make the motion to adjourn?
I make motion we adjourn.
Second?
Without objection.
Okay. Will that be the last?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The last motion of the year?
Last motion of the year at 7:34.
We are out at 7:34.
Reorganization is the second, right?
Yes.
Tuesday. And the regular meeting and reorganization.
And a regular meeting afterwards, yes. Yeah.
And who looks at the calendar to figure out if there's a holiday or...
Lori?
Every year you have to start the whole reconstitution of the government.
It's an official position.
Okay.
So you get to hire
a reorganization.
I know.
Okay.
We could have done it in front of
everyone.
We should get applause.
I don't want to do it during public meeting. I just figured
we'd
do it afterwards.
And a bunch of new things that you approve.
Yeah.
Use Robert's rules of order.
Looking at